Today's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All cuts are Dr. Jody Campeachy, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
USDA's August estimates were just released, and the estimates are based on the first production field survey for the crop year. The production estimate for the U.S. crop is 13.1 million bales. This is 10% less than the previous estimate of 14.5 million bales and 20% lower than last year. The estimates are a bit surprising and lower than most anticipated. The August estimate includes lower planted acreage, higher abandonment, and a lower average yield than was estimated last month. So as compared to the June report, planted acreage was actually reduced by 100,000 acres from 9 million acres to 8.9 million acres. Harvested acres was lowered by 610,000 acres, and most of that is in Texas. Texas harvested acres is projected to be 4.2 million acres, down from 4.6 million acres last year. Average yield was reduced quite a bit from the previous estimate as well, down to 795 pounds per acre, which is 43% lower than last year. So overall, the estimate for upland cotton is 12.7 million bales, and it's 432,000 bales for Pima.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Mostly due to an increase in 2014 exports and a 200,000 increase in the unaccounted category. 2015 exports were reduced by 800,000 bales, mostly due to lower U.S. supply and uncertainty regarding China's imports and how much they will continue to import going forward.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The price was increased from a range of 54 to 70 cents to a range of 58 to 72 cents. Overall, world cotton stocks for the 2015-16 crop year are reduced due to lower estimated production in the United States, China, and India. However, world consumption and trade was increased, with a major change being an increase in trade to Bangladesh. The August estimate includes increases in some of the historical numbers as well as current import data and consumption for Bangladesh.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Obviously, the U.S. estimates seem a bit low, particularly in Texas and in relation to planted acres and harvested acres. The yields also seem a bit low for some of the areas given some of the crop conditions, but we still have time left in the growing season, and obviously weather and harvest conditions are going to play a large role in total ending production.